Hi, my name's Stacy in the Phoenix, Arizona area. We are furniture flippers and on average make about $3,000 to $4,000 a month.
What's up? What's up? Nick Loper here. Welcome to the Side Hustle Show, because relying on one source of income is a fragile way to live. One thing that just about every Side Hustle Show guest has in common is that they have a website. They've got this online home base. But if words like hosting or DNS settings or SSL certificates, XML sitemaps, remote backups, if that stuff makes your brain hurt, you need to know about our new sponsor, WP Harbor. Think of this as your outsourced IT department for all things website related. They handle your hosting, maintenance, security, and updates so you can focus on what's most important, running your business. Plus, WP Harbor customers also enjoy free access to over $1,000 in premium WordPress plugins. Check it out for yourself at wpharbor.com and use promo code SIDEHUSTLE to get 50% off your first month. That's wpharbor.com and promo code SIDEHUSTLE. In this episode, you'll learn how Stacy Aberto, who you just heard from in the intro, gets risk-free inventory to flip as a ShareTown rep. ShareTown is a reverse logistics company that helps online mattress companies and other furniture sellers deal with the inevitable customer return requests. Ready? Let's do it.
When ShareTown gets a return, we cover a radius from our home. And if it's in our radius, they send us the item and we reach out to the customer and we arrange a good time between the customer and I. My husband, he's kind of the muscle on the side of things. He goes and picks up that item and we bring it back and basically flip it.
Okay. Is there territory exclusivity here? Or is I've seen ShareTown popping up in the conversation for the last couple of years, trying to, you know, recruit in different areas, kind of fill in the reverse fulfillment logistics, I guess is like the technical term for it. But like, there's got to be a point of saturation where there's more reps than there is returns going on.
Definitely. So ShareTown's very strategic in where they place people. They're not trying to oversaturate an area and obviously not undersaturate in an area. So in rural areas, you're not going to find, you know, 10 reps. They're very strategic in placing enough reps for the volume in the area.
Is it on a first come, first serve? Like if you get a notification, like, okay, I got to claim this thing like really fast, or how does it work?
We have dispatchers that are solely in charge of distributing the mattresses. They'll look at brands, items, sizing, who has what. They just don't want to give one item to one rep. Our optimal is variety, making sure each rep has a variety to sell, to offer, and make sure it's pretty much evenly distributed. Right now, my husband and I have like Tuesdays and Thursday nights dedicated to pickups, and that kind of changes when my boys start their baseball seasons and things like that. So it's very flexible and nice to be able to just do it when you're available.
Yeah, it makes sense as a side hustle. Like, they're working, you're working, like come by in the evenings, if that makes sense. Would you consider it a franchise? Like, is there a buy-in fee, startup cost from your perspective?
There's not. So that's kind of the beauty about ShareTown, is they're fronting our inventory. We only have to buy our supplies, and supplies for us is about $60. We buy the plastic and the tape to wrap these items and be able to keep them from weather. So that's our upfront cost. Aside from gas and mileage, we don't get reimbursed for that.
Sure.
But we don't have to pay for inventory until it is sold.
Okay. Let's talk about that work. Maybe walk me through a typical transaction. So you get this notification or this mattress pickup is assigned to you. You say, okay, I'm going out to Scottsdale. My husband and I, we've got a pickup truck, a big SUV, or like a trailer sort of thing. Like, let's talk, walk me through the logistics here.
Yeah. So we personally use a truck. A lot of people use minivans, SUVs. We use a truck. So when we get our item, we'll schedule them out and we'll usually plan on 2 to 3 pickups per trip. He'll usually go out and pick up these items and then he brings them back. And some need a little bit more TLC than others, but we'll clean and sanitize them and then we'll flip them. So ShareTown provides pictures for us, but we also are able to take our own. So I think that's a huge important part of selling, is making sure it looks good, it's good lighting, things like that. The longer you do this, the more comfortable you are with each item and the knowledge you have in the brands and things like that. And so I'll have a conversation with the customer and let them know, answer their questions. Sometimes they want to come and check out the item, or they're just like, hey, when can you deliver it? And so whatever happens, we'll go deliver that mattress or item. And then once we get paid via Venmo or cash, or, you know, all the different options you can receive payment nowadays, once a week, we will pay ShareTown for all of the items that we sold that week.
Okay. So it's on you to manage the profit margin or manage the spread there. So let's say, so you go out, you've batched these things, you know, I'm going to this area, so I'm going to pick up two or three in the evening. You bring them home, you clean them up, photograph them, list them on Marketplace, on OfferUp, on Craigslist, like wherever.
Exactly.
Is there a price floor that you know that you have to pay for this inventory once it sells? Like, so you have to kind of mind your markups on top of that?
Yep. So ShareTown, they've created a minimum list price for areas like Phoenix, where there's, you know, 15 plus of us within a 5-hour radius of each other. So they've created a minimum list price that we are required to list in, and then you're provided with the amount that you owe to ShareTown. So you'll see the margin that you'll be able to make, and you'll be able to say, okay, I want to make at least this much on this mattress or item. And I'll say, hey, if you come pick it up, I can take $50 off. My husband and I, we average about $250-ish per item. We're higher inventory reps. And so if we're kind of building up to the max, then we'll be like, okay, let's just focus on turning over. We'll make $100 to $150 per item and just get our inventory turned over.
Is your garage like filled with mattresses?
Yeah, it's filled with, well, and it's not just mattresses. Like, we work with all couches, beanbag things. I mean, we work with lots of different items.
Okay.
Yeah, frames, bases. So yeah, we started out with just our garage, which was a huge benefit for us because we didn't have to invest in a unit or anything like that. Around a year-ish, we started talking, we should invest in a unit so we can hold more inventory.
Okay. Like, yeah, I'm thinking through the big bulky items, like having a vehicle to be able to transport it, having the space to be able to store it while you're waiting for it to resell. You know, some things to consider here.
Definitely. Yes.
How is ShareTown tracking this stuff? Or like, what happens if you have something that just isn't moving, that you can't resell, and now you're stuck with this inventory that you didn't have to pay for upfront, but ultimately, is there a bill that comes due?
So there's not. You won't ever pay for an item until you've sold it. And we've been doing it for almost 3 years, and we've sold through every item we've received. I mean, I had those same concerns and questions. You'll see some brands, like, we have a waiting list for when we get a brand. I just text or send out a message and say, hey, we just got this in. Or, did you find what you were looking for? Or were you still wanting it? And it sold, you know, in a matter of seconds. And then there are some brands that aren't as well known and popular that we kind of hang on to for a little bit longer, but everything has always sold.
And do you get the question, because this comes up like in the Side Hustle Nation Facebook group sometimes, is it even legal to sell a used mattress? Like, I don't know why it wouldn't be, but I don't know. People ask that?
So from my understanding, I'm pretty sure it's illegal for companies, for businesses to sell used mattresses or things like that. So we're all private sellers.
Interesting.
So we don't have businesses, we don't have landing pages, we don't have websites. And that's made very clear when you're onboarded, like in our ads and things like that, there's things that we need to abide by. It's not just free for all, sell how you want, advertise how you want. There are some states that are stricter than others, and ShareTown's aware of all that. So they abide by all the legalities that go into that.
Okay. Can you give me a sense of a typical week or months, like, order volume that you guys are processing?
Yeah. So we hear in this industry all the time, like, things ebb and flow.
Sure.
But on average, we're seeing about 3 to 5 pickups a week, but that varies across the nation. So it all depends on where you are.
And then, like you said, aiming for a couple $100 margin on each of those sales or resales. Any best practices that you found in terms of Facebook Marketplace listings, or in terms of like the resales listing process, to get more eyeballs on this stuff, to make it easy for people to do business with you?
Yeah. So one thing we say is like completely delete and relist your ad weekly. So it's not like, okay, I'll list this item once and never look at it again. It's interesting because, and it's funny because it's talked about on the Facebook page, people try and figure out the algorithms of these platforms, you know, and all of, they switch up and they look different all the time. But so not even, they have renew buttons and they even have a delete and relist button, but everybody has their opinions on what works and what doesn't work. And across the board, everyone's like, nope, just you do it yourself, manually delete it and relist it. And that's like the most kind of mundane, repetitive part, but it's one of the most, by far, all the veterans will say, you know, oh, I was having a lull in sales and then I realized I haven't touched my ads in 2 weeks, or, you know, things like that, relisting your ads. And across the board also is your customer service. I mean, retail, anything. A lot of our sales are referrals. And so being kind, available, helpful, answering questions. A lot of people do have questions because these are open box items. And so it's nice for us because we go and pick up these items that are in these homes. So we see if it's a pet free, a smoke free. We know we're not a company just getting these returns in bulk. And so we can advertise things like pet free, smoke free home. If it was used 1 week, they only had it and things like that.
Okay. So you've been doing this for like you said, the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. Any crazy stories or surprises during that time that you're like, I never would have guessed getting into this?
Yeah. Well, I think the number one surprise for me, and I think I can speak for a lot of reps, is that number one, these items sell. I was skeptical coming into this. My cousin is the one who started doing it and got me into it. And I saw her posting these things and I'm like, what's happening here?
Do you have anybody in your network, or do you, maybe for yourself and your husband, like, do you foresee it being a full-time income stream, or is it just, hey, this is going to be a side hustle and that's kind of what's realistic for most people?
For us personally, it's solely side. So my husband works full-time and then I work part-time. And then we have, you know, three little boys and it's just busy with the sports and things. So it's, we work about 6 to 10 hours a week doing all of it. So the listing, the selling, the cleaning, the delivering. But we do have reps that do it part-time and full-time where they're picking up and selling the whole time.
Yeah. Okay. Any parting words of guidance or wisdom if anybody is looking to get into this?
It's not too good to be true. That's the benefit of this, is you're not forking out hundreds of dollars to buy bulk items and then trying to make money off of it. ShareTown's taking that front and giving you that inventory. And it's a very low risk. It's been a game changer for us. Every time we were trying to get ahead of life, it was like the AC unit or the car repair. And we were back at square one. And ShareTown's given us that cushion of like, if it happens, we're not like kind of in a panic of like, okay, we're starting over again.
Yeah. I really appreciate you sharing the inside scoop on how it all works, the ups and downs and ins and outs. And the logistics of everything. So Stacy, really appreciate you joining me and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. If you want to learn more about ShareTown and apply to be a rep yourself, I've got a direct referral link in the episode description, plus a full write-up with more details on how it all works. But big thanks to Stacy for sharing her insight. Thanks to WP Harbor for sponsoring this week. This is your one-stop outsourced IT department for website hosting, maintenance, security, and more, because you've got more important things to worry about. Check it out at WPHarbor.com and use promo code SIDEHUSTLE for 50% off your first month. That is it for me. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, let's go out there and make something happen, and I'll catch you in the next edition of The Side Hustle Show. Hustle on.